Well, let me see. How many people are enjoying the heat wave outside right now? Amen. I don't know, but I'm enjoying it. It's much better than that 20-degree weather, right? Amen. It needs to stay like that. Hallelujah. Well, glad you're here tonight. And I guess it's been a while since I ministered on a Wednesday night besides tithing offering. I guess it's probably been over a year, I think. So I need you to hook up with me tonight. Just get in there with me. I think Miss Mary already stole half of my sermon, so we could probably just go home. But it's good. We're flowing. Amen. We're all on the same page. And it's important if the Holy Spirit's emphasizing it, then that means we need to hear it. Amen. And the more we hear it, the more real it gets, the more it gets on the inside of us, the more we can expect it, the more our faith will rise up, the more we'll walk in it, the more we'll act on it, and the more we'll see it. Amen. And so, now I thought you were doing next week, brother. Paper, rock, scissors? After that? Just kidding. We'll do paper, rock, scissors afterwards. We'll see. Okay. But, all right. Well, so praise God. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get started. So, Father God, we just come to you right now. We do thank you for this time here together. We thank you. We esteem your word. We esteem you. And as we were singing that song, Holy Spirit, you are truly welcome. You are the one that we lean on. You're the one that we seek after. You're the one that's our teacher, our helper, the one who gives us revelation knowledge. And so we pull on you tonight. We ask you, Father, for revelation, that the eyes of our understanding are flooded tonight, flooded with your light, so that we see so much clearer, that revelation comes forth in a way that we haven't seen it before, that you get to us what you're trying to get to us, that we'll open our hearts. Our hearts will be good soil tonight. We on purpose, we set ourselves to hear you tonight, to hear carefully, as you said, to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying, to listen to what the Word of God, the truth that does build us up to give us an inheritance among the saints. And so we honor you tonight. We worship you. I thank you, Father, for just thinking through my mind, speaking through my lips. I thank you, Father. This is a word that you gave me, you put in my heart, and I ask you to help me, Holy Spirit, to get it out. Thank you for this time. We honor you. We worship you, and we glorify you, and you're the reason we're here. We're here for you. We're here for your word. We're here to know you, and we're excited about you. We're excited about this new season that you've opened unto us, this door that we have walked through, this door that we're now in, this door of expectation, this door of harvest, this door of jubilee, this new door, this new season, and we want to run. We want to run with the Creator. We want to run with our Savior. We want to run with our Master, laying aside everything that would hinder us, Father, so that we can truly fulfill your plan, your purpose for this time and this hour right now, in Jesus' name. And if you agree, say amen. 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 Well, hallelujah. Well, I just kind of preached myself happy, so I'm ready to go. Amen. So tonight's message, I'm going to call it It's Time to Reign. So, all right, praise God. We got us a picture up there. So we're going to call it It's Time to Reign. You know, so it's going to plug in with what Pastor Robert was talking about. It's going to plug in with what Miss Mary's talking about. And so this just kind of dropped in my heart back on, I guess, New Year's Eve, second service, while I was just worshiping. It just popped up about us reigning. And so I believe the Lord's trying to get us to a place to where we've been living too low. Yeah. Right? He's been talking to us continuously about, you know what? It's time. It's a season of plenteous harvest. It's a time, like Pastor Robert's saying, they've got the cards out there. It's a time of double jubilee. Anything that's been stolen, you see it coming back. Amen. Restoration. It's a time where we've laid some things down. Amen. Remember, we did that on New Year's Eve. We laid some things down. I don't know about you, but I was glad to lay some things down, and I was glad walking through that door. Come on, did you see yourself walking through the door into a new season? I don't know. I'm excited about 2018. Amen. I'm excited about what God's wanting to do. I'm excited about what I have in my heart. And so he's wanting us to do this. And so it's time for us to start reigning in our life. It's time for us to reign over our lives and in our lives instead of life reigning over us. Come on now, you know what I mean. It's time not to just let things be the way it is. It's not time to just accept Well, that's the way it is. But it's time for us to stand up of who we are, like Miss Mary is talking about. We are righteous, and it's time for us to stand up in our position and quit living below. Yeah. Amen? Come on. This is a time of harvest. This is a time of jubilee. It's time. He gave us the prophecy New Year's Eve, right? So we can war a good warfare with it. Amen? So we can put it in front of us. We can read it. We can mutter over it. We can think about it. We can renew our minds so that we can truly see, like he was saying, not wait till December 31st and be like, hey, where's my jubilee? But we can start getting it right now. Amen? Amen. He's right on time right now. Amen? And so I was praying about this, and I just kept hearing, I heard this come up, that it's time for us to rise up to our potential. I spoke that out as I was praying. It is truly time for us to rise up and take our place in the position we have and to truly reach our potential. Now, I'll say this. I'm sure a vast majority of people in here was watching a football game on Monday night. So my disclaimer, so I don't want any stones, I'm a Clemson fan, okay? So hey, we got beat. There's next year. But so I'm a Clemson fan. That's where I went to school. So I'm not biased, okay? But I'm sure a vast majority of people was watching that game on Monday night. Amen? Okay, the whole state, right? You know, but how many of you know, I would go out on a limb to say that there was a quarterback who stepped in the second half that rose to his potential. He rose to his potential, and what did we see the outcome? They're the reigning champs now. But it's because he stepped in and he rose to a potential. Same thing with us. We've got to rise up to our potential so that everything God's speaking to us, we can truly walk in it and reign right now in this season in our lives. You know, I do like how afterwards, man, how he just was giving glory to God. I don't know if you guys saw that, but after the game, he said, you know, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I was talking with someone earlier, and I saw the article today, that even while he was out there playing, he said he was praying in other tongues. I don't know if you saw that, but he talked about he was praying in other tongues, what, between possessions, during the play, and that it gave him peace. Amen. And so he was edifying himself. And I just think it's awesome that during the middle of the championship game, God's right there in the middle while he's playing. He's focused on God with his affections on things above. And baby, he took it to the, you know, he took him to the championship. Amen. And so, it's time for us to ready ourselves. It's time for us to ready ourselves for what God has for us. Amen. It's time for us to reign over sin, to reign over sickness, disease, oppression, depression, the enemy, the works of the enemy, everything that the Lord has put under our feet. It's time for us to step up over it. Amen. And get up and start soaring with the eagles and not living down here. Amen. We're citizens of heaven. Amen. And so it's time to reign. Amen. It's time to have a life of victory. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? Everybody say victory.
Victory.
Amen. Say, I'm reigning.
I'm reigning.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm supposed to reign.
I'm supposed to reign.
So let's turn to Romans chapter 5, the scripture that Miss Mary took. But it's praise God. It's good. Like she said, you can't hear the word enough.
Amen.
Amen. The more you hear it, the more real it gets. So this is going to be our scripture to kind of jump off tonight. She already touched on the righteousness part, so we're going to look at it and kind of dig into it. And so Romans chapter 5, verse 17, I'm going to read it out of the New King James Version. It says this, For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more, everybody say much more,
much more
those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. I want to say that one more time. Much more those who receive, everybody say, I receive it.
I receive it.
The abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, the King James says shall. I mean, when it says shall, that means it's a done deal. We shall reign in life through one, Jesus Christ, and as she brought out the Amplified, it brings out to reign as kings in this life. Amen?
Amen?
And so, you know, if you've ever been in a position where something was reigning over you, you know what it feels like. You know, when we first moved out here, I'm going to give you a personal testimony of mine. When we first moved out here back in 2004, We weren't really serving God. And I had something that was reigning over my life, and Andy can attest to it. But it was in my mind where, anybody know what compulsiveness is? Yeah. Okay. Well, I had compulsiveness pretty bad. It wasn't fun. And I dealt with it through the end of high school. I dealt with it through college, and we got out here. So I know what it feels like in my mind to have a thought pattern that's reigning over me, to where my mind's not free to go from one step to the next step. In other words, when I set this iPad, just to give you an example, this is personal now, okay? You're getting the inside information here. This is Travis, the deep side, okay? But, you know, when I put this iPad down, set it there, to have to keep going back, making sure it's perfect, you know, making sure it's in the right spot. I'm like, oh, that is so frustrating. And I know what it feels like in here to have that thought pattern reigning over me. But thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Amen. He always gives us the victory. And I'm so thankful that I was delivered from that, that now I can reign over that because of who I am in Christ Jesus. Because he set my mind free. And so that's what I'm saying tonight. It's time to quit just putting up with it. It's time to not just let whatever's going on in our lives. Every one of us is at different stages, different things we deal with. Like Pastor Robert was saying, casting all those cares on him, for he cares for us. And he's here for us. Amen. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And he never allows us to fall. Amen. He upholds us with his right hand of righteousness. Amen. So he's ready to uphold us and help us. And so that's what I want to talk about. It's time for us to quit allowing things to take over our life. And it's time for us to rule over our own lives. Amen. And so, so what is the definition of reign? This is a good, and we're supposed to be reigning now. We're not supposed to wait for eternity. Come on now. Eternal life began when you accepted Jesus, when I accepted Jesus. Eternal life isn't when we get to heaven. The moment you pray, you ask Jesus into your heart, you're born again, you become a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God, you become a citizen of heaven, you've got a new home. Eternal life, Jesus said, is to know the Father. It's not, I'll get to heaven one day. Eternal life, once you're born again, you're in eternal life. Right now, it lives on the inside of us. And we're to walk it out here. Yeah, we'll be in heaven one day when our race is up. Amen. But right now, this is our race, and we're running and living out eternal life here. Amen. And as we're living it out, we're supposed to be reigning as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen. And so this word reign, it's a good word. It means this. It means to rule. Now, as I'm reading this, I want you to think about this is what I'm supposed to be doing in my life. Amen. To rule, to be king, to exercise kingly power, to exercise the highest influence, to control. Come on now, we need to control our lives. Amen. Not letting circumstances control it. To hold supreme power, royal authority, to have superior dominion. To hold a royal office. Say to your neighbor, did you know you were sitting next to royalty? They ought to be honored to be sitting next to you, amen? You know, I was thinking about it. What I should have done is I should have went to Burger King and got some crowns. And I could have brought some crowns in, and we could have all been wearing our crowns right now. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Me standing up here with my Burger King crown on, preaching the word, going out on TV. Wouldn't that be awesome? I should have done it. And then you guys could have taken them to work tomorrow and wore them around work. Amen. But we're supposed to be kings. Amen. We're supposed to be reigning in this life. You know, it's God's plan. From the beginning, he created us to rule and to reign. He had no other plan. When he put man in the garden, like Miss Mary was saying, he said, I created them in my likeness and in my image. He said, I've given them, he told them, he said, you know what? I've created you now. Now it's time for you to replenish the earth. It's time for you to subdue it. That means to take control of it. It means, the Bible says he put us over the works of his hand. And he's saying, you're supposed to subdue it and have dominion over it. And then he put them in the garden, right? And there's a man, Adam, he was supposed to tend to the garden and have dominion over everything that creeped and crawled, over the enemy. Amen. So it was God's original plan for us to rule and reign. Isn't it weird how it got messed up? How it got messed up and then Satan started ruling and reigning, and he's the God of this world. But thanks be to God, now Jesus has redeemed us back to that authority, back to be the ones who's supposed to be ruling and reigning here on the earth. Let me give you a couple scriptures. Revelation 1, verse 6 says this: He has made us kings and priests to His God and Father. Amen. Philippians 3 and 20 says, For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior. Do you know you're a citizen of heaven? Amen. We might be living here, but our citizenship comes from heaven. Amen. We're not just United States citizens, but we're truly superior. We're citizens of heaven. Amen. That's where our home is. That's where we belong. Philippians 1 and 27. I like this out of the New Living Translation. It says, Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven. That sounds like some ruling and reigning, doesn't it? That sounds like living in charge of our lives. Amen. Conducting yourselves in a manner that's worthy of the good news about Christ. And then 2 Corinthians 5 and 20, it talks about us being ambassadors for Christ. You know what an ambassador is? We're ambassadors from Him. I mean, we're royal officials from heaven that's been sent here with all the privileges, all the rights of heaven that we get to exercise and influence here. Amen. We come from there to bring heaven here. You know, the Bible talks about storming the gates of hell. We ought to be storming the gates of hell with all the privileges and the rights and who we are in Christ. Amen. And so we're ambassadors that, come on, you got to see yourself like that. I'm not just weak. I'm not just a human, you know. You're a superhuman, amen? You once were, you know, you're a human, but now you got the greater one living on the inside of us, amen? Now we've got His Spirit, we got His Word, we got His power, who we are in Him. And then what's so good about it? Everybody say, I'm a king. Doesn't that sound good? Kings, they like to sit in their seat and rule and reign, right? So you don't even have to, it's not something you have to work at. He even raised us up. Amen. Remember it says in Ephesians 1 that when He raised Christ up and He seated Him far above all principality, power, dominion, and might, every name that is named, and He put Him to be head over the church. Amen. He gave Him a name that's above every name. And then He put Him as the head of the church, the body of Christ, which He's the fullness of that body. And then it goes over in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And it says, when He raised Him up, He raised us up together with Him to sit in heavenly seats. Amen. So, you know, that seat is better than any lazy boy you might have in your living room. Amen. We ought to be sitting in that seat. You don't even want to get out of that seat. Amen. I don't know if you sleep in your lazy boy, but you ought to stay in this heavenly seat. Amen. It's a seat of authority. It's a seat of power. It's a seat that we're supposed to stay in. We're supposed to rule in, reign in, and not get up. And then this scripture, I found this scripture not too long ago. I was reading, and it's in John. But Jesus was talking about, he was talking about Him being the Son of God. And, you know, of course, that made all the religious people mad, right? They always was getting mad when He started associating God being His Father, Him associated Himself with God. And they were, like, getting ready to stone Him. And He's like, what are you going to stone me for? The good works that I just did? And they're like, no, it's because you're saying that you're, you know, you're in par with God. And He basically said, well, isn't it written in your law, I've made you gods? And it goes back to Psalm chapter 82, verse 6. He said, you are gods and all of you are children of the Most High. Whew, that is powerful. I mean, when he made us, He made us to rule and reign. He made us to be the gods of this earth, not Satan. We're supposed to be the gods of this earth. We're supposed to be the ones that are in charge. Amen? Not circumstances, sickness, disease, not everything that entered the world when the fall happened, but we were the ones that were created. Remember, He said He made us a little lower than the angels? Remember, in that word you've heard Pastor Mark say, it's Elohim, which you translate that, I think, in the Hebrew, it means God. I mean, He made us in His likeness and His image because He wanted someone to rule this earth, amen? And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be ruling and reigning in our lives, not settling. You know, We've got to quit settling for second best. How many times have we settled for second best? I bet everybody in here could raise your hand. And that's what the enemy tries to do. He tries to throw up a little smoke screen to where what was black and white, meaning, you know, I'm supposed to be reigning. I'm in charge. This is unacceptable in my life. The smoke screen comes in where it's kind of like, it's kind of God. I'll let that slide. Okay, I'm good now. But we give up so easy instead of reigning. But what the Lord is saying, this is a new season. It's a harvest, a season of harvest. How many of you guys are excited about that? Excited about the harvest that he's talking to you about? Who could use a big harvest? Who could use a plenteous harvest? Amen. Who could use that jubilee? Amen. Who could reign? Who could use reigning in your life? Who is tired of the enemy reigning in your life? Who is tired of circumstances dominating? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. It's time for us to take over. Amen. To take over. And so the set scripture we looked at, Romans chapter 5, it says, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. So let's look at that grace, that abundance of grace. Miss Mary, she touched on the righteousness. We'll see if we get to the righteousness. She covered it pretty good. Amen. Are you righteous? Amen. Are you feeling righteous? Even though you don't even have to feel righteous, you just know you're righteous. Amen? But she covered on that. And so that abundance of grace. Everybody say abundance of grace. You know what? Our God is an abundant God. We just finished up last quarter the Bible Institute class, Giving and Receiving. And one of the classes, we talked about the God of abundance. And when he does stuff, he doesn't just do it in little. Amen. He opens the windows of heaven. It's a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive it. He overruns your cup. Amen. So that you can run into other people's lives. Amen. We looked at how he decorates his house with mansions. Yeah. Amen. Come on now. Your house, my house, they're all going to fit in his house. That's how big he is. Amen. And he doesn't do things small. He does things big. I mean, just look at the earth. I mean, the Bible says in Romans, you can just look and say, there is a God. Amen. He's made it plain by his creation. And we talked about how, you know, he always did more than enough. The new heaven, the new Jerusalem, how the streets are pure gold. I can't wait to see this. The streets are pure gold. He uses pearls for the gates. I mean, these aren't pearls like this. These aren't the kind you wear around your necklace, okay? These are pearls that are like, I don't know if anybody's ever seen one, right? These are huge pearls. And then he inlaid the walls with all these precious stones. Now, he's an extravagant, abundant God. And so when he says right here, you're going to receive an abundance of grace, we've got to receive that, and we've got to pull that grace, and we've got to take it and run with it. Amen? We've got to have it. Amen? Abundance of grace. So let's look. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, where we're at. And I want to hit I'm going to read chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2 and then skip down. So talking about this abundance of grace. Thank God for his grace. But tonight, as we're looking at grace, you know, there's saving grace, there's standing grace, there's serving grace. Pastor Robert's talking about on Sunday, accessing this serving grace to serve the church, to serve our pastors, to be armor bearers. You know, get involved with that. But tonight, I want to look at the standing grace. This is the grace where me and you stand for what's ours. God upholds us. His grace, his ability, his power comes on us so that we can stand boldly and receive what he has for us. So we don't give up, so that we truly do reign in our life. I'm going to try not to spit on everybody, okay? So Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith. There we go. You've been justified? Amen. Amen. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, verse 2. Through whom also, we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So what is he saying? He's saying this grace, you have access to it. I have access to it. We access it by faith. You know, every time I get ready to minister the word of God, oh, believe me, I use this scripture. Because this is a stretch for me to get up here and minister the word of God. This is not my personality, and I don't like being up here. I'd rather be sitting with you guys, okay? But hey, I'm an armor bearer, amen? I'm serving my pastor right now, amen? And so, good message, huh? Yeah. And so, I'm serving, amen? While my pastor is doing the work in Chile, I'm here to serve him, amen? And so, but we access this grace by faith in which we stand, amen? And so you can access it on purpose so that you can stand with whatever you're going through, whatever you need to stand so that you and I can rule and reign in our life, amen? Then go down to verse 21. It says, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life, amen? So grace should be reigning in our lives, amen? So you got to access it. How many of you in here have a smartphone? I know there's some. I know there's some that don't. But pretty much everybody here these days pretty much has a smartphone, right? So how many of you know with that smartphone at your fingertips, you have a wealth of information, right? But until you open the web browser and you do a Google search, it's just there. But until you access it, you're not receiving that information. Amen? It's the same thing with this grace. This grace, not just grace that you got saved, but the grace of God that will cause me and you to be able to stand no matter what comes. It's like the children, those three Hebrew, no, it's like Shammah. You guys remember Shammah, right? All right? This is the kind of grace I'm talking about, that whenever the enemy's coming after you or coming for your harvest, like what he did, he decided, you know what? This is my, we'll call it black-eyed pea patch. But really, it was a lentil, right? It's Pastor Mark's black-eyed pea patch. But he made a decision to stand in the middle of his harvest, to stand there, defend it. And the Bible says that he killed all those Philistines that was coming after him. Amen? The grace of God, that's the kind of grace. Like David, when the bear and the lion came after his sheep, his lamb that he was protecting, the grace of God kicked in. I mean, you can't kill a bear and lion the way that he killed him. But the grace of God kicked in and caused him to go after the bear and the lion and take back what was his. Amen? It's like when he came against Goliath. I was reading that the other day. He came against Goliath. He didn't just wait for that big Philistine to come after him. He got his rocks and he took off after him. And as he slung that rock, the grace of God kicked in and it went into his head and took him out. Amen? So that's the kind of grace that we've got to access. We stand in this grace and it causes us to reign, to rule. I mean, it's available for us. Amen? So I want to read... So what Pastor Robert was talking about, the prophecy that Pastor Mark gave us, you can actually access it if you go to cwol.org/jubilee. It's online, just if you didn't know that. You can access it that way as well. I did access it that way. But I want to read some of that prophecy that he gave, and it's kind of towards the last bit of it. But I want to read it because it talks about the grace of God that's available for us. This grace for us to stand in and access so that, you know what, we're not knocked down. We're able to stand strong. We're able to rule and reign. We're able to receive everything he's got for us this year and not give up. Amen? We don't want to faint, right? We want to continue to do well and to not give up and faint. And so here it is. I'm going to read it. All right. So this is the last half of that prophecy. It says, look up, look up, look up. Some good looking up here. Look up, because your redemption does draw nigh. And the harvest is plenteous. He was talking to us about the plenteous harvest before the new year. I don't know if you remember. I remember. Amen. So I'm expecting a plenteous harvest. Amen. He says, and I will cause great and mighty things to happen. Yes, in your midst, in this room, but yes, wherever you go. For you are my children, you are my bride, and I will use you in a great and mighty way. For this is your day, for this is your hour, for this is my plan. And here it goes. Be seated in heavenly places. Are you seated in your seat? I hope tonight, at least you can take away that I need to make sure I'm in my heavenly seat. I need to make sure that I'm positioned to reign in my life. Amen? So be seated in heavenly places. Find your seat. And this will go along with what Pastor Robert's talking about on Sundays as well. Find your seat, for we're ready to take off. Find your assigned seat. Sit down in your assigned heavenly seat and buckle up, because we're ready for takeoff. Ooh, you ready to take off? You ready for that rocket to kick in? You buckled up, amen. It says, for we're ready for takeoff and walking in the grace. Great grace. A grace that stands, a grace that serves. A grace that will cause you to resist your enemy and yet serve my people and the peoples who will yet call upon my name. And so a great grace comes upon this place to stand against and to serve inwardly and outwardly. And listen, this is what we're talking about. Receive that abundance of grace. And on purpose, you will tap into this grace. And on purpose, you will run your race. And it will be the joy and the rejoicing of your soul. And as you find your place in me, as you find your destiny, you will be happy and full of joy. And peace and great grace will rest upon you. For the race is at hand, but it's time. Take your seat, take your assigned seat, for we are ready to take off. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. So you ready for that grace? He said, tap into it. The scripture says, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in this life through Jesus Christ. Amen. You're receiving that grace? Amen. You know what? Let's just receive it right now. Amen. By faith, let's receive it. Father God, we receive that grace. We receive, we on purpose tap into your grace to receive that grace that is more than enough. That grace, like the Apostle Paul said, that is sufficient. That grace that in our weakness, it makes us strong. That grace that is sufficient so that we can stand, so that we can receive, so that we can reign. So Father, we receive it tonight. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting some good grace. Amen. I'm expecting some ability. Amen. That's what he said. He'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or imagine according to his power, or you could say grace, that's working on the inside of us. Amen. Amen. That grace for our race. Hallelujah. Amen. Causing us to stand, causing us to not give up, causing us like the three Hebrew children to go into the fire. Amen. But then there's that fourth person that comes in. Amen. And then they're delivered out. They don't give up. They don't submit to the king, that king, but they stand their ground and they receive. And then they come out not even smelling like smoke. Amen. Come on. You stand in your black-eyed pea patch. The enemy might come, but you reign over it. You don't allow him to come and take it. I don't allow him to come and take it. Amen. I come out strong with my harvest. Amen. Reigning and ruling in my life. Amen. Say, I'm reigning. I'm ruling. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So this grace, so it empowers us to stand in victory. Amen. You know what? I was thinking about this grace as well. This grace is sufficient. Let's just read it. 2 Corinthians, I already mentioned it. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Paul, remember the messenger of Satan that was following Paul around, buffeting him, causing him problems. And he talked to the Lord about it. And the Lord's response is what it would be to us. No matter what's going on, my grace is sufficient. It's more than enough. With my grace, you're well able to overcome anything, to stand your ground and receive what I've got for you. Amen. That's how good his grace is. And so let's just, you know, we laid some things down, right, as we walked through that door on. I hope you laid some things down and walked through that door on New Year's Eve. I know when I was standing right here, I was like, Lord, 2017 is behind me. I'm not looking back. I'm not going back. This is 2018 now. And I'm excited about 2018. I'm excited about it. As I took that step forward, it's like walking through that door. You just sense it. You know it in your heart. It's new. Amen. It's a new season. It's a new time. Amen. And the Lord's trying to get us ready for it. He's trying to get us to get on board with it. He's saying, come on, join me. Come on up here and sit in this heavenly seat. Quit living below our potential. Quit just letting the enemy, circumstances, problems, things just dominate our life. It's time to stand up and rise up and be the body of Christ. Amen. It's time to take our authority. It's time to rule and reign and get done what he wants to get done. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 says this. It says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." So be strong in that grace. And, you know, one thing, if you want that grace, what I like about that, I guess I got to go talk about that quarterback again. Amen. You know what? I think I mentioned it to Annie after, you know, he gave, and after he gave glory to God for it. That's humble right there. You want to get the grace of God? Humble yourself. In other words, I can't do this on my own. But I'm not doing it on my own. I'm doing it by the grace of God. And then he gets all the glory. Oh, you want to get tapped into that grace? You say, "Lord, it's you that I need." I quote that scripture all the time, "Lord, it's in you that I live and move and have my being." Amen. So tapping into that grace, having a humble spirit, being humble, staying humble, you'll just get that grace kicking in. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. So let's move on to the last part I want to get to. So we talked about righteousness. Miss Mary, she's already preached it up, so I'm going to try to follow in her footsteps for a minute here. But so it talks about, so our scripture, Romans 5, it says, "Much more those that receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall what? Reign in this life by one Jesus Christ." Now, I'm glad that she's already hit it. That righteousness is a gift. Amen. How many just received some gifts at Christmas? How many just gave some gifts at Christmas? Amen. But, you know, like she was saying, you don't have to work to get a gift. You just receive it. Amen. So you receive it. And so what does that mean with that word righteousness? It means right standing with God. And the more, I like the scripture that says, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34, it says, "To awake to righteousness and do not sin." Awake to righteousness. The more that we awake to his righteousness, the less, come on, we all have flesh. We all deal with things, right? But the more that we awake unto this righteousness, the more the desire for sin will go away. Amen. The more we become aware of his righteousness on the inside of us, who he has made us, how he's put us in right standing with himself and who we are, sin will just fall off. Like she was saying, awake unto righteousness. Amen. Get a revelation that who I am in Christ. Him and I, we're like this. Amen. We're buddies. Amen. He's made me right with him, and therefore I have boldness to stand up. On the inside, I'm sure of him. I have boldness to stand up and reign in my life. Amen. Because of what he's done. Amen. And it's time to reign now. Amen. This change on the inside, this gift on the inside where he made us a new creation. Amen. How he became sin so that we could become righteous. He who knew no sin became sin so we could become the righteousness of God. When we get that righteousness working on the inside, then things on the outside will begin to change. Amen. Because we're changed from the inside out, and that righteousness will take over. Hallelujah. So Ephesians chapter 6, 14, it talks about, you know, as part of the armor of God, I mean, he gave us a breastplate of righteousness. What does that do? That protects your heart. That breastplate of righteousness, the enemy can't get into who you are in Christ. Amen. When you know that you're righteous, it doesn't matter what he throws at you, your past, because your past is dead. Amen. My past is dead. Because when I got in him, I became a brand new creature. Amen. So the past is dead. That old dude, Travis, he's a goner. Amen. My future is bright in him. Amen. So that protects our relationship with God. It protects us so that the enemy can't get in here. He can't get into our relationship with God. It keeps us protected. It keeps us safe. Amen. Psalm 5:12 says this, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield." Amen. You could use some favor surrounding you, especially in this year, right? Amen. Some favor surrounding us. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54, verse 14 says this, "In righteousness you shall be established." And then going down, Isaiah 54, verse 17, this is a familiar scripture we all know. I'll just read it. So this is, it says, "No weapon formed against us shall prosper." We all know this one, right? "No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Any tongue that rises up against us in judgment will condemn." But like what the Amplified says, it says, the about talking about the righteous, it says, will triumph over all opposition. Amen. So opposition shouldn't be triumphing over us. We ought to be triumphing over it. Amen. Righteousness, it's a gift. Amen. You receive that righteousness? Are you walking in that righteousness? Aren't you? It doesn't matter what you feel like. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You know by faith, because the Bible says, I've been made the righteousness of God. And then you receive it. It's a gift. You just receive it. That's, you know what? God makes things easy. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to be good enough. You don't have to do enough. All you got to do is believe it. I mean, how simple can he make it? It's not about how good I am, but it's about how good he was and what he did for us. Amen. So that we can rule and we can reign. Amen. I want to give you one last scripture. Psalm 92, 12. It says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Now, let's think about that. You ever seen a palm tree in a hurricane? I mean, those winds are beating down. But what does it do? It just keeps on standing. It just stays up. Amen. That's us. It doesn't matter what the enemy comes. It doesn't matter what the weapon is. It doesn't matter how strong the wind is. We're like this palm tree right here. We flourish and we stand and we don't fall down. Amen. But we rule and we reign. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say this. I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and I reign in my life by one Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me pray and then we'll wrap it up. So Father God, I just thank you for tonight. I just delivered what you had on my heart. And Father, I pray for myself even more revelation of this. And for everyone here, that Father, we understand more of where you're taking us and how you desire us to truly reign in this life, to truly rise up to be your body, to take our heavenly seat, to rule and reign, to receive this abundance of grace, this gift of righteousness, and to sit in that seat and to reign and to fulfill your plan for us individually, but as a body here, so that everybody's in their place. We're all doing our part. We're all ruling and reigning so that you can get your plan done. I thank you for that. I pray, Father, for just revelation, more understanding, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, praise God. I guess, did you want to? All right. Well, praise God. I guess we're dismissed. See you Sunday. Amen.